I lost my daughter to drunken driving in 2010. The Zani Mandela campaign was launched by myself and the Make Roads Safety campaign in a way to honor my daughter's memory and all those young kids that lost their lives on the road. And the whole purpose of the campaign is to reduce the number of deaths on the road and together with the United Nations to say that road safety should be a priority internationally.
How do you go about doing this?
In particular situations such as these, we have been invited to the My World ceremony, which recognizes people who have played a part in ensuring that road safety is internationally recognized as a problem.
Why is it so important for you to participate in the My World survey?
Well, firstly, let me just say it's an honor that they have asked me to MC and to host the event. I'm quite proud to affiliate myself with an organization or an initiative that is for the people and about the people. I think that has a lot to do with the way that I have been raised. Back home, they talk about Ubuntu, and I appreciate having to affiliate myself with organizations that talk about humanity towards others and having a social responsibility where we know that in order to better our lives that we have to work together.
When you refer to Ubuntu, in English, how would you briefly describe Ubuntu?
I would say it's humanity, and it has a lot to do with the way that I have been raised. Coming from the family that I come from, I have been taught that I have a social responsibility. And within my particular case, my personal tragedy, losing my daughter, my responsibility is ensure that everybody else does not go through what my family and I have gone through.
Tell me, is this problem of road safety a serious issue in South Africa?
It's a serious issue, especially because it's the number one cause of death of young people. And it's a problem that can be solved and something can be done about it.
What are some of the things that can be done about this?
Better roads and better transportation.
Now tell me, as a granddaughter of Nelson Mandela, does this present a challenge?
Challenge in what sense?
You know, Mandela is an icon, not only of South Africans, but of the whole world.
I don't find it a challenge. If anything, I'm always appreciated of the platform I have. And for lack of a better word, let me say the power I have to maybe focus the attention on what it is that we're all here for. For example, road safety, that it is an issue. And I know that when I'm given opportunities like this, like speaking to you on radio, I know that there are people who'll be listening and people who are going to do something about it. Because initially, everybody wants to do good and everybody wants to get involved with bettering their communities at large.
What does it mean for you to have your voice heard at the United Nations?
It would be a realization of my dreams and confirmation of the kind of aim that we're trying to do with the campaigns, and that is trying to reduce the number of lives that we lose every day unnecessarily.
And are you optimistic that this is a battle that you can win?
Absolutely. I'm sure we can. I think the whole point is to get as much support as we can and to focus on what it is that we're all here for today.